We got a new season rolling out right now. This is season 2. Season 2 is only about sleeping bags.
We're going to be talking about 3 sleeping bags today. And these will be all different types. So this season, we're all talking about different types of sleeping bags, such as the mummy sleeping bag, the regular rectangle sleeping bag, and other ones as well. So stay tuned. Today's, we're only going to be talking about the actual mummy bags. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the regular rectangle mummy bags. Rectangle bags. I call them rectangles because they look literally like rectangles. So let's get started. So this is going to be talking about the North Face $300 sleeping bag. When it comes to North Face, you know, if you go to that North Face, you're going to be costing like triple digits here. Or even sometimes, like what I do, maybe quadruple digits. So this is a $300 long zipper North Face sleeping bag, which is called One Bag Sleeping Bag by North Face. These products I'll be reviewing are on REI, so it's not on Amazon this time. And also, let's just talk about how heavy and everything like that. So this is a 4-pound sleeping bag. It's a little heavier. It's heavier than the cot that I reviewed a couple 30 minutes ago. But it's good. It's a good weight for a sleeping bag. And why it's that expensive and it's a little bit heavier is because in Fahrenheit, it is 20 degrees down. And in Celsius, it is -7 degrees, which is pretty good. And what is the lining? It is 20 denier nylon. I might be saying that wrong, but I think that's what it says. Is it water resistant down? Yes it is. Some people are asking me. You can have it for left or right. It doesn't have to be only on the right, and you don't have to pay extra for that. What is the best use? What I have one of these, which I use, is I use it for backpacking if I'm doing cold weather hiking or snow camping. So that's what I use it for. I'm not going to use it for actual, like, I would only use this for snow camping. Let's just get that straight out, because this is going to be pretty, pretty nice. That's going to be the first bag. After you hear this 30-second ad, we'll be talking about the second one. Just stay tuned until that, and let me tell you, the next one's super, super good. So you just heard the 30-second ad. Now we're talking about the next sleeping bag, which is made by Climate, which I have a couple other brands that are also climate related. So this is a 0 degree down for Fahrenheit. It is made by Climate. It is called the KSB Zero Hybrid Sleeping Bag. It is $224, and this is on REI. So it is the regular size, and that's the price for it. Let's talk about the specifications or specs. So best use of it is obviously camping, because that's what it is. It is a 3-pound, and so it's 14.4 ounces. So basically 3 pounds. Other thing of it, in Celsius, it is -18 degrees for down, so it means you can go down to -18 degrees in Celsius and still be fine. Is it water resistant down? Yes, it is. So people that don't know what water resistant down means, so down means like if you have something that is water resistant down, or anything down, like -0 down, that means that's like the least you can go down. So if you go under that, you're gonna like, almost literally, like, die. And so it is water-resistant down. The sleeping bag shape is mummy, and because we're talking only about mummies in these episodes, it's obviously a mummy bag. You can fit someone as tall as 82 inches. And the stuff sack, it comes with one, and it is 9 by 14.25 inches. And the gender is unisex, so anybody can basically use it. My first impressions with this bag. I like it. The color combination with the light gray, and the bright orange-red inside, it looks pretty cool. More like one of those, like, richer camping vibes, like what I like to call it. But it works. Now you're gonna hear one more, and this is gonna be the last ad you're gonna listen to. Another 30-second one. Don't worry, it's gonna be over really soon, and then we'll be talking about the next really, really good sleeping bag. Okay, you just heard of that short, it was kind of a bad ad. This is gonna be the final and last sleeping bag we're gonna be talking about for the types of sleeping bags. So this is made by Mountain Hardware and is the Phantom Alpine 30 sleeping bag. So you can go down to 30 degrees and still be definitely warm and pretty cozy. So this is a $480 sleeping bag, which is more than the other ones. What do you get for that price? So there is zippers on each side, so that's pretty good. So this goes in Celsius to -1°. So if you're in Canada, my bad, then that's what you use. If you're like Washington and places, you'll use 30°. Why it's that expensive? This is 1 pound 9 ounces. That's really light. That's like really, really, really light. What I like about this is, so the shell of it is made by 10 Diner recycled ripstop nylon fabric, which is really good. I like it. First impressions with this, it works pretty well. What would I say that's good? What would I say that's bad? The mummy, I like it. It could be just a little bit more spacious on the inside, but it's still not hard to move around. This can fit up to someone that's 78 inches tall. Gender is unisex. The stuff sack volume is 4.9 liters. Let's see, what else? So What is the use that you would use this for? What would you use this? I would use it for more like, it is a four season, but I would use this more as like a fall time or just like in the third season or somewhere like that. So not too cold, not too warm. So right in the middle, because it is -30. If you're looking for -60, that's going to be probably in the next episode. We're going to talk about that. And yeah, so on Amazon, actually it's on REI. So on REI, this has 10 ratings, which most of them, literally all of them, are saying it's 5 stars. So one person said, next generation sleeping pad. It's obviously the developers of this bag were given the freedom to create no compromise design, which I kind of like how they said that. So it works really well. What I would say after I use this, I think it gets like pretty small at the end where your feet go, but it's still movable. So that is a really, really good sleeping bag. This is the last sleeping bag we'll be doing. If you like this episode, please tell me in the comments, or just email me or anything like that. And see you guys next episode. Bye, guys.